This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and we begin up on Capitol Hill, where Democrats are still trying to figure out where they're headed from here following Tuesday's stunning victory in the Massachusetts Senate race by Republican Scott Brown. Brown himself was on Capitol Hill on Thursday, and we'll get to that in a moment. But the big news from the day on Thursday is the fact that House Democrats say they don't intend to bring up the Senate bill as is and move it to the president's desk because they don't think they can pass it. So says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
In its present form, without any change, I don't think it's possible to pass the Senate bill in the House.
But that doesn't mean Democrats have given up on their goal of passing sweeping health care legislation, or at least some form of health care reform legislation. Pelosi says she and her colleagues are going to take their time and figure out what the best course of action is.
We're not in a big rush. Pause, reflect upon what our possibilities are. See what the support is in the caucus. We have to always go where we can build consensus.
Scott Brown was asked a blizzard of questions in Washington here on Thursday, but health care was one issue that he focused on at least briefly. Brown says he is opposed to the current version of the Democratic health reform plan. He says Massachusetts has already dealt with this as a state, and he thinks it's a good policy for the nation to follow as well.
Everybody deserves, you know, some form of coverage, and whether it's but I was not in favor of the one size fits all. I'm more of a states' rights person to think like we did. You know, we actually, looked at it. We had a free enterprise, no new taxes. It was a competitive plan. We have, some of the best hospitals and teaching hospitals, doctors, nurses in the world. That's why people come to Massachusetts. So maybe we can allow the states to come up with their own plan and use the federal government to incentivize them.
As Senator-elect Brown was in Washington getting a tour of the Capitol and his new offices, there are some in his Republican conference who are pushing for him to be sworn in ASAP. One of those is Louisiana Senator David Vitter, who has already launched a website, Seat Scott Now. He says others elected in special elections in the past, including Ted Kennedy himself, was sworn in the day after the special election. Vitter says he wants to keep up public pressure to make sure that Harry Reid and the rest of the Senate Democrats don't try any political funny business. President Obama today focusing on another villain, the banking industry, after last week suggesting a fee, which many are calling the TARP tax, against banks, most of which have actually paid back that money with interest. The president now putting together some other banking reform ideas that he says will reduce the risk of the type of collapse on Wall Street that we saw in 2008. The president says important changes and improvements have been made in the first year of his presidency, but we're not done yet.
We have to enact common sense reforms that will protect American taxpayers and the American economy from future crises as well. For while the financial system is far stronger today than it was 1 year ago, it's still operating under the same rules that led to its near collapse.
The president says huge risk-taking was the biggest problem, and that needs to change.
Now, limits on the risks major financial firms can take are central to the reforms that I've proposed. They are central to the legislation that has passed the House under the leadership of Chairman Barney Frank, and that we're working to pass in the Senate under the leadership of Chairman Chris Dodd.
The president says, though, he has two additional reforms. First of all, bankers get out of the hedge fund business.
Banks will no longer be allowed to own, invest, or sponsor hedge funds, private equity funds, or proprietary trading operations for their own profit, unrelated to serving their customers.
And further bank consolidation? Guess again.
I'm also proposing that we prevent the further consolidation of our financial system. There has long been a deposit cap in place to guard against too much risk being concentrated.
But Republicans aren't buying it for the most part. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady is the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. He told me earlier today that he believes the president is just looking for a new villain and someone to distract the American people away from his failed agenda on the economy and health care. You can hear my entire interview with Congressman Brady at dateline.radioamerica.org. or at worldnetdaily.com. That's where you can also hear my interview, my full interview with Louisiana Senator David Vitter. Also today, a major decision from the U.S. Supreme Court regarding campaign financing. Campaign finance restrictions dating back to the early 1900s were overturned today by the Supreme Court that ruled that corporations can contribute to campaigns and advertise in favor of or against certain candidates during the campaign season. Those in favor of this decision, including Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, as well as David Bossie of Citizens United, the plaintiff in this case against the Federal Elections Commission, say this is a huge win for free speech and the First Amendment because political speech is in fact protected by the Bill of Rights. To hear my full interview with David Bossie again, worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. Honoring the First Amendment was also the rationale given by the 5-member majority on the opinion from the Supreme Court written by Justice Anthony Kennedy. But in a blistering dissent, Justice John Paul Stevens says that allowing corporations to have a role in the political process undermines the very fabric of American self-government. Also outraged, New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
I have not seen a decision that more undermines campaign finance. And it's probably one of the 3 or 4 decisions in the history of the Supreme Court that most undermines democracy.
2 other short political notes before we let you go. First of all, former 2-time presidential candidate, former North Carolina Senator John Edwards, finally admitting what most of us believed already, and that's that he was, in fact, the father of the baby born a couple of years ago by his admitted mistress, Riel Hunter, who had worked on his 2008 presidential campaign. We also learned today that Edwards is reportedly separated, at least temporarily, from his wife, Elizabeth. Also, the Republican Party announcing today that the new Virginia governor, Bob McDonnell, will deliver the Republican response following next Wednesday's State of the Union address from President Obama. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.